And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF 1010 here in Coffeyville. And as promised, joining us in studio this morning is Lisa Wilson from the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, I saw my shadow. So, although we got some conflicting arguments around the nation, apparently, from other groundhogs. All right. So, a lot of things going on. Let's go ahead and get started with what's something that's going on right now. Food distribution is going on right now at Riverside Park Oval.
That's right. So these food distributions have been happening kind of sporadically during COVID. Much needed food being made available to people in our community. So today, right now, out at Riverside Park Oval, they are passing out food boxes. They have a gallon of milk, lots of fresh produce, meats, cheeses. So there's no income requirement. Everybody is welcome. And I don't know how many they got today, but they typically get about 900 to 1,200 boxes, and typically they allow people to take two boxes, if not three. And so I just encourage everyone to get out there and get a box. If you have somebody that you know of that is at work or doesn't have a car or can't make it for whatever reason, that's when you want to grab, you know, a second or third box to be able to take that and share that with somebody else. And we think right now that these will happen throughout February and March. So go ahead and plan on every Tuesday at 10 o'clock out in the Park Oval. But you can always watch our Facebook page. And if something changes with that, we'll let people know.
All right. So as we talk about this every week, the recyclables.
That's right. So three different options on recycling. So today is Tuesday, and every Tuesday from 11 to 1, you can drop off your recycling as well as, you know, appliances and furniture and junk and things like that you need to get rid of. Also, they allow you to drop off all your junky items on Thursdays from 8 to 2. And then on the first Saturday of the month, believe it or not, which is this Saturday, from 8 until noon, you can also drop off your recycling and your large debris items. So, you know, the weather is getting nicer. It's hard. We really didn't have a hard winter. Mm-hmm. At least it doesn't feel like it to me. But, you know, as the days get nicer and we all decide it's time to do some spring cleaning, just keep those dates in mind. It's a true gift that our city gives to all of us, the opportunity to clean things up, load them up, haul them away, and it doesn't cost us anything but our time.
Absolutely. So, no, it's a great service being offered. And also coming up this Thursday, more Trivia Night at the Indy Brewery.
That's right. So we're so fortunate to have Indy Brewworks. You know, that's one of the popular things to have in communities is a brewery. And we're super excited that Independence has Indy Brewworks. So we want to help promote the Thirsty Thursday that they're having on Thursdays and trivia nights. They open up trivia starts around 6:30, but they open from 4 to 10. So if beer is your thing, go check it out. If alcoholic beer is not your thing, but root beer is your thing, they have some amazing root beer. They have lots of things to offer. And from time to time, they have food trucks that will be outside and they offer food specials. They don't have a kitchen, but what's cool about that is you can bring your own food. So you can go on Thursday nights, Brothers has a big pizza special. So you can go get a $10 pizza and walk down the street and grab some beer and have a good time.
Yeah, eat some pizza, drink some beer, play some trivia, just have a good old time on Thursday nights. And then coming up, of course, this is the first Friday of the month, so it's time for First Friday, and it is sponsored, this First Friday is sponsored by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
That's right. So First Friday is being sponsored by Dairy Queen. It's owned by Dorothy and Brent Littleton, and we're super excited to have them as our sponsors because, if you remember, we've talked about, and we'll talk about it at the end, but we've talked about the canine program that's going on right now to raise the funds for a couple of new canines for the Sheriff's Department. And after the last First Friday, Brent was actually listening virtually, as everybody had to do, because that's how we're handling it right now, and walked through the doors about 2 hours after we got back from First Friday with his checkbook and wrote a check for $1,400, which was 10% of the cost of the first dog. And now we've really been pushing out and publicizing the fundraising efforts that we're working on to get the Sheriff's Department these two amazing dogs. So we're going to be doing some check presentations at First Friday, and we're excited about that. And then we have four great speakers. So Doug Harlan, who is a veteran, will be representing VFW Post 1186. And he's going to be talking about the Downtown Flag Project. I don't know if you've been in Independence lately and you've noticed the flags that are in town, around town, out on West Main.
Yeah, I actually went through Independence last Friday. I was doing a basketball game up in Neodesha. So
there are about, I've counted a couple different times. There's either 93 or 98.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. And they actually want a lot more. We want to make them available when you come into Independence from the east, as well as when you come into town from the west, and then all through the downtown area. So we're just really embracing our veterans and showing our appreciation and support by flying the flags. But the flags are expensive, and they take a beating. I know that some listeners are probably saying, yeah, there's some ones out on West Main that need to be taken down. And I agree. And I made some phone calls, and Doug got out there, and they took them down, and they've replaced them already. But it is a chore to watch all of these flags, and it's important, but it's a lot of work, because there are certain parts of the community where the wind really catches them and they take a beating. And so we've been doing
whipped around pretty hard.
They do. And so we're doing some test marketing on nylon versus polyester flags, and which ones will last the longest. Polyester costs more, but if they'll last longer, we're in the same boat. So anyway, back to the presentation. Doug's going to talk about the flag project, and how some high school kids are actually involved in that, and what we can do to donate to the cause to keep those flags up and flying in the community. Then Rusty Baker and Mark Farrell, they're two of the point people for the Bird Hunters United National Finals and the National Upland Classic Series Kansas State Championships that have they've taken place in the last few weekends in Independence, and they're going to be doing some just wrap-up reports on what that meant for our community and the economics, and just kind of give us a follow-up report. And then Tricia Purden is going to be providing a lot of valuable information around grant opportunities, loan opportunities, all kinds of financial things as they relate to the pandemic and helping our large and small businesses navigate this. So she'll be there to give an update, as well as talk about some things that are happening on the economic development front. And then we're going to wrap it up with Joanne Smith and Barbara Ames, and they are actually going to be talking about the Fab Food Lab project, and that is a new project, and she's going to be discussing it, and it's going to be, I believe, out at ICC West. I actually don't have all the details of that yet, but I'm excited to hear them as they present on Friday at 7:30. So it's going to be live on Facebook, and it'll be through the city's Facebook page, and then we'll do a watch party on the Chamber's page, but be sure and go to the City of Independence's Facebook page and check that out.
All right, so a fantastic First Friday coming up, and also we talked about this last week about the SEEK Valentine's Gift Box.
That's right. So I wanted to talk about this because the cutoff is Friday the 5th to be able to get in on this, and it's such a fun way to give a Valentine's Day gift and promote small businesses, which is what we really work hard to do at the Chamber of Commerce. So The owner and publisher of Southeast Kansas Living, Joanne Smith, has put together SCK gift boxes. And they actually, she's already done one, and I missed out on the opportunity, and I'm still mad at myself for doing that. But she's going to, I think, be doing them all around gift-giving occasions. So possibly Mother's Day, maybe... I don't know, maybe there'll be an Easter one, maybe there'll be a Father's Day, you know, they're, so just watch for those because they're really, really cool. And they have a lot of interesting and eclectic items from around the area. So I'm going to read off what you can get for less than $50. So try to beat this because this is a great, fun gift that no one's ever received before. So you get a custom hand-painted name initial block from Little House Lane. So that's April Nutt and Lori Schaubel, who are two female entrepreneurs that do a lot of creative work. And so you would order in your, like for me, I would order in a W, or if I were giving it to somebody, I would order in whatever initial that they would want as part of their gift. You also get two engraved 12-ounce stemless wine tumblers from Fab Creative Services, which is one of Joanne Smith's businesses. And so those are really cool. So I'm going to count both of those tumblers as two gifts, okay? Because you get two. So we're up to three items. Then you get an exclusive, just for this box, bath salt blend in lavender and rose Dead Sea bath salts from the Lavender Patch at Fort Scott. And that is on my bucket list. I want to go to the Lavender Patch in Fort Scott this summer. So that's number four. You get two packages, so I'm going from four to six, of beef jerky from Luther's Smokehouse in Leroy, Kansas. And I absolutely love beef jerky, so... That's very appealing to me. And then you get a selection. So I don't know how many that is, but I'm going to add two more fingers to my count because it's got to be more than one. A selection of fancy chocolate truffles from Confectionate Fine Chocolates. That's in downtown Independence. And they've got some amazing chocolate. They have these new truffles that are lemon and lavender ones. They are amazing. Oh my gosh.
Truffles
I'm gonna
are
bring
so
you
good.
Chocolate sometime. I should have brought you some this morning. And then so I'm up to about eight-ish, and then she mentions that there's going to be a special gift from Southeast Kansas Living, so I'm going to go to nine, and I'm going to also go straight to 10 because if you live within 20 miles, she's going to deliver these gifts to people's doorsteps.
Beautiful.
You don't even have to box it up, wrap it, anything. You just drop it off. And more importantly, you're helping to raise awareness around our small businesses and share the information about what, you know, all the cool things that our small businesses and retailers and entrepreneurs are offering in this area, which totally separates us from everyone else because we have so many things to offer. And when I say we, I don't mean Independence. I mean the region.
Southeast Kansas
absolutely.
In general.
Absolutely. So check that out. You need to go to Southeast Kansas Living's Facebook page. There's lots of information in there, how to subscribe to the magazine that tells you all the cool things to do and see in the area. Lots of interesting articles. It too would make a great gift. And check that, you know, check that Valentine's Day gift out and maybe just mark that off your list of things to do.
Absolutely. And getting on to some sports here, Independence High School will have high school district wrestling will be held in Independence this year.
That's right. So we are hosting district wrestling. So that's kind of a cool honor to be able to do. The girls wrestle on Friday the 5th. That's this week at 4:00. And then the boys will wrestle the next day on Saturday the 6th at noon. And you can always check out all of the athletic events on YouTube at IHS Athletics.
All right. So that is coming up this weekend. And also, you guys are welcoming a new business to town, and it's needed relief massage therapy.
I can't imagine anything that is needed more than that. Yes.
Yes.
So we are welcoming needed relief massage therapy to the chamber membership. She's opened up a new massage therapy office in downtown Independence. It's at 110 West Main. Owner Gail Matlock, she has actually given me a couple of massages, does an amazing job. Totally think it's worth it, and it's so good for your health. So if you know, we're all so tense and worked up over everything that we've had to endure these past months that really you shouldn't look at it as a luxury, because it really is important self-care, and there are so many therapeutic benefits that you can get from massage therapy. So
I've had a few massages in my life, and I remember each time I fell asleep during it, and they say that's normal because you just get so relaxed that you basically pass out, and then the person had to go, all right, time to turn.
Kyle, wake up.
I'm like, oh yeah, what?
So. Well, she does an amazing job. It is very relaxing, and she can work on those knots, that tension that you hold in your shoulders and in your back and things like that. And she'll customize those massages. She always talks to you before you go in and asks you, you know, what your troubled spots are, what your needs are. You know, do you like, you know, a deep tissue, what you like, and then she customizes that. So I just say all that because everyone is welcome to Ribbon Cuttings to welcome new businesses to independence. So this Saturday at 9 o'clock, we will all meet and celebrate Gail Matlock and the opening of Needed Relief Massage Therapy at 110 West Main.
All right, so good stuff there. And again, the rib cutting happening this Saturday. Also, there is a blood drive that will be happening next Tuesday at the Civic Center for a few hours between 11:15 and 5:15.
That's right, and I believe that they've changed their dates to Tuesdays now. I think that they used to do them on Thursdays. So this is new, if I'm correct. Tuesday, February the 9th, and as you mentioned, 11:15 to 5:15. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. And be sure, if this is something that you've not done in the past or you do on a regular basis, to get this on your calendar. And the blood drive is held at the Civic Center.
All right. And also coming up, if you're ready for some basketball, well, you know, we're going to have a rivalry coming up next Tuesday as the Bulldogs are going to take on Field Kinley.
I know. I saw that. I always love when Independence and Coffeyville play. There's such energy in the stands, and it's always fun, and just to have that good county rival. I have tons of friends in Coffeyville, and I wear my orange and black, and they wear their purple, and we get in there and have a great time. So the Bulldogs will take on the Ravens, as we mentioned, Tuesday, February the 9th, and you can watch that on YouTube on IHS Athletics. So it won't matter what color clothing that you have on. You're just going to be watching it virtually this year, which is kind of stinky that we can't all get together, but that's how we have to roll for a while. And the girls will tip off at 6 o'clock, and the boys game will follow around 8.
And to keep the basketball theme rolling, and ICC will be playing Hutch next Wednesday for a pair of games.
That's right. So they're taking on Hutch on February the 10th. The women will play at 5. The men will play at 7. And you'll watch this virtually at IndyPirates.com. But also, I ran into somebody the other day, and they told me, and now I cannot remember, but go to their Facebook page. I'm sure it's on there. They're going to be opening up their games so that they're going to be open to the public. And I don't know when that is exactly. I need to check that out.
I think we actually have a story on that.
Okay.
But it'll be like 25%, I think, attendance allowed. So at least we'll be able to get some people in the stands. And I think it actually goes into effect this Friday. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to grab these stories over here real quick.
Okay. Do you want me to keep talking?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go back to Valentine's Day because we were talking about the Valentine's Day box that you can do. But also in that theme, I want to give a shout out to Main Street. They're doing love letters for local. And this is an opportunity for you to share some love as well as earn some money. You write a love letter to an Independence business. And you can either drop it off in a special mailbox at 109 East Main. That's right by the Main Street office. Or you can do it online, and the link for that is on their Facebook page. And so you write these love letters, and then every week they're going to collect all the love letters on Friday, and they're going to draw from them, and they're going to draw a winner. And that winner will get a $25 Main Street gift certificate. And then they'll throw that one back in the hopper, and all of those actually go, they're not in the next week's drawing, but they will be kept because they'll go back into the full drawing for a $100 gift certificate at the end of the month. So it's a great way to love on our local businesses, you know, just extend some kindness. And I believe that Tabitha is going to even be maybe putting those love letters on the Facebook page so that people can read them. And then again, she'll be doing some drawings. So it's a great way to make a little extra money that you can spend in downtown. And then while you're getting ready to tell us the skinny on basketball, I'll go ahead and finish up Main Street's shout outs. Put it on your calendar for Let's Wine About Winter on Thursday the 18th. So that'll be coming up, and that'll be an evening shopping experience in downtown.
And going back to the basketball for a second, starting February 6th, so that's going to be this Saturday, member schools, all Jayhawk Conference schools will be allowed up to 25% of capacity for all conference events. And again, that is starting this Saturday.
Okay.
So finally be able to get some people in the stands, which will definitely help the atmosphere a little bit.
It will. Put some more energy in there, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And definitely looking forward to that. Also, if you're looking for something educational to do, we're talking about, going around to museums around the area, including the one in Independence, as they're hosting the Crossroads Change in Rural America.
That's right. So that opened up on January the 28th. It will run through March the 5th. The museum is open Tuesdays through Saturdays from 10 to 4. You want to go and check out the museum's Facebook page for other events and programming and exhibits that they have. But this one is actually a traveling exhibit from the Smithsonian. It is, as you mentioned, called Crossroads Change in Rural America. So we want to encourage everyone when it's still a little chilly out, but if you're ready to get out of the house, do something safe where you can keep your family together and not be around large crowds, the museum is the place to go. It's a great way to, learn about history and check out this opportunity that's not always going to be available at the museum. And in addition to that, I brought our passports back again. And the SCK Museum Alliance passport is out. And I want to let everyone know that we have these passports at the chamber office. And you can also get them at the museum. But here's what you need to know. There are 34 museums that are listed in the passport program. And they're encouraging everyone to travel around the region, visit these museums, and then while you're there, you get your passport stamped, just like you do if you travel to a foreign country, and then it will serve as documentation of where all you have traveled. And at the end of the year, they will be putting those passports in for drawings. So if you visit like 10 of the museums, you get your name in for a drawing for $100. And if you are an overachiever and you visit at least 30 of them, you get your name in for a drawing for $300. So I think that's pretty cool. Plus, I was doing some counting. You know, I'm kind of competitive. And all of the 34 museums that are listed, 7 of them are in Montgomery County. So shout
That's
out
amazing.
To us, yes,
yeah.
for embracing our history, doing such a good job of maintaining and keeping our history alive. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of, volunteer hours to be able to keep these museums open and having special events that keep all of us wanting to come and visit. So go to the museum, go to any of these museums that I've mentioned in the county, and grab one. You can go in Coffeyville, you'll be at the Brown Mansion, at the Aviation Museum, at the Dalton Museum, and then in Independence, you'll be at the Historical Museum and Art Center, or you can go out to Little House on the Prairie. And then at Cherryvale, they have a museum, and Caney has a museum as well. So be sure and either go to those places I just mentioned or hit up the chambers. We can give you one. And again, it's a great family event. It's a learning opportunity. It's safe. And something fun to do.
Absolutely. I love going to museums. So that's definitely getting some use. Also, let's see where I lost my. Okay. We still have one more class left. So save the date for the free CPR class coming up on February 20th.
That's right. So it'll be Saturday on February the 20th that you can take that class from 9:30 to 11:30. And you can sign up by calling 331-8096 or emailing indysavescpr@gmail.com. And again, that is free CPR AED education and certification at Indy Fitness.
All right. And Pheasants Forever will be having a Bird Dog Classic coming into town. And not this weekend, but the next weekend.
I know. And I mean, this area has great hunting land, mm-hmm. and so we are sure a draw for things like this. So Pheasants Forever Bird Dog Classic, as you mentioned, is coming to the area February 13th through the 14th at Remington Ranch, just north of town at 3974 East County Road 5050. And this particular event is dedicated to the conservation of pheasants, quail, and other wildlife. And they work on habitat improvements, promoting public awareness and education, and land management policies and programs. So if you need more information about how to enter this competition, you can call Ed Holland, and I'll slow down and read this number, 816-810-9535, or Jeremy Appleby at 620-830-4138. And if you missed it because you're driving and you can't write that down, you can always call the chamber. We'll give you that information.
All right. So again, another great event coming up. And here's another great event. We want you to save the date for this. The Kansas Airstrip Attack, which will be happening on April 17th and 18th.
We're just so excited about this opportunity, and I want to let everyone know you definitely want to block your calendar for this. So it is a half-mile top-speed competition that's held out at the Independence Municipal Airport. And this year at the Airstrip, they're adding roll racing to the list. So 16 of the top racers from around the country are going to be doing some roll racing in addition to the regular half-mile side-by-side trap speed competition. So these cars are super fast. They have crazy amounts of horsepower, and it's a do-not-miss event. And in addition to that, if you are a chamber member, you want to take advantage of this. They are offering all chamber members an opportunity to have free booth space out there with the cost of admission. So it's incredibly affordable and a wonderful opportunity to showcase your business. Ticket sales and driver registration are up, more so now than last year. And they're expecting an even larger crowd because of the roll racing competition that they're adding in. So if you think you could benefit from getting your business items in front of a lot of other eyes, this would be the place to do it. So again, you can reach out to myself at the chamber. I can give you lots of information about that, and we'll get you plugged in. And then in addition to all the racing events, we'll also be having a after party, and that's Saturday, April 17th, and it's at 7 o'clock downtown at Brothers Railroad Inn.
We'll kind of like last year,
yeah,
when they did that last year, and apparently it was very well attended, that all the drivers were out there, all the cars were out there, and it was just a really cool event.
Right, and so they're going to be doing it again, and they'll block off the street, and this year they're only allowing the driver's cars in there. So if you were somebody, you know, if you're listening and you had a super cool car and you brought it down for the show, we so appreciate your participation, but because we're expecting a lot of other drivers and all of these roll racers in, there's not going to be a lot of room for local cars. So we're going to use that space for all of the, you know, the drivers, mm-hmm. and the race cars. So you'll want to mark that on your calendar for that night. There's going to be food and drinks and live music and just a lot of hometown hospitality that we're going to extend to all the visitors in town. And there's a lot of people that will come down to that, and they can't all get in Brothers Railroad. So we want to let everybody know that Big Cheese will be open, Dickie's Barbecue, Indy Brew Works, Turbo's, and Uncle Jack's, which are all located within walking distance of that car show. So we're, you know, just grab the family and go get pizza, go eat, go get burgers, go get barbecue, whatever, and then enjoy checking out all these amazing cool cars.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. And again, we were both out there last year at the Kansas Air Strip Attack. It was a lot of fun seeing those cars just fly by at amazing speeds. And one last thing here is Back the Blue. They're working to raise $14,000 to $25,000 for a new canine. And Dairy Queen, they stepped up on the start of this.
They did. They did, as I mentioned at the beginning of our interview this morning. And Sergeant Jeremy Hunsucker is working hard to speak to all the civic organizations and out asking for money. Excuse me. And Chad Richenberger, I've got to give that guy a huge, huge shout out. He is boots on the ground everywhere, asking for donations and explaining to everyone how incredibly important these two dogs are to keeping us safe and keeping our officers safe. These are not pets. These are tools for them to be able to do their job. So I'm just so excited to let everyone know that the first dog cost $14,000 and we are at about $17,500. So that first dog is purchased.
All right. Sounds great.
The money has been raised. They're making arrangements to, well, the first dog, it's not been purchased, but the money has been raised. They're
right.
Making arrangements to go to Florida and select a dog. So thank you to everyone who made that possible. However, they still need a second dog that will be narcotics only. And we need to raise a few more $1,000 to make that happen. And I know that that is possible. I know that I'm working with Chad to connect him with some people in Coffeyville and Caney and Cherryville. So because these are county dogs, these are not local, police dogs. So we're needing everybody in the county to help raise this money. So if you are a Coffeyville business or industry or individual listener right now, and you want to give me a call at the chamber office at 331-1890 and I'll point you in the right direction. The money is being donated to the Community Foundation in Independence, so it's tax deductible. And we're just really appreciative of everyone who you donate $10, you donate $100, $500, $1,000, $5,000. You know, every little bit and every large amount makes a difference. And everyone can give just a little and feel like you're a part of something big. So if this is on your heart and it fits into your budget and it's something you would like to give to, again, give me a call, 331-1890. And know that it's tax deductible. And if I have misspoken, which sometimes I do, or if I have missed something, which sometimes I do, make sure that you let me know. Check out our Facebook page at Get Independence. Check out our website. We work really hard to, be the 411 and the central hub of information. But doggone it, there's a lot of information out there, and it changes rapidly sometimes. And and again, we're watching Facebook and everything, but we're trying to do a million other things as well. So please, if you have something you want us to share that is valuable to the citizens, don't wait for it to pop up on our feed and we see it and share it. Give me a call again and go, hey, can you go look for this and share it for us? We'd be happy to do what we can to help all of our small businesses, civic organizations, just anyone.
Absolutely. So again, be sure to get a hold of them. Again, it's a lot of stuff out there. And again, if you have something you want to announce, they'll do it for you. And again, it's always good to have you in, Lisa. And we will see you again next week. But you'll be in at 8:10 next week because you had meetings this morning that you had to attend. And again, it's good to have you in, Lisa. And we'll see you again next week.
Thank you for having me.
All right, thank you very much, Lisa. Be safe out there. And we're gonna go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll get right back to Open Line. You're listening to Mighty 690 KGGF.